My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He is now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. Obviously, Israel and its response to the discovery of the three murdered teenagers last week has been a major story not only in the region, but around the world. We want to get his insights now on exactly how the country is reacting to these developments and what the proper response is from the Israeli government. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
I know a lot of people feared the worst last month when these three teenagers, one of whom held dual citizenship with the United States and Israel, when they were abducted, when they were found murdered last week, it confirmed the worst of suspicions. What was the reaction in Israel, and what continues to be the reaction to this day?
Yes, unfortunately, as you said, there's three teenagers, there are 16. All of them were kidnapped in the middle of the night while they're trying to go home after finishing their school. And for 18 days, all Israelis prayed that we will find them. But it was quite clear to all of us that the reason they were kidnapped is in order to try to release those bloody terrorists from Israeli prisons. Well, we know since the last time Israel released the kidnapped soldier Gilad Shalit that the Hamas tried to adopt this kind of system of kidnapping soldiers, this time not soldiers, only three young boys. All of us pray that we will find them alive, but unfortunately, we found the bodies after 19 days. Actually, they were murdered immediately after they were kidnapped, not far away from Jerusalem. So, of course, all country were united. All the Israelis were united, first of all, to pray for their safety, and then, after we heard the bad news, to try to help the families. And unfortunately, this 18, 19 days brought unrest to the area.
General Ben-Oon, much debate, of course, follows as to what is the appropriate Israeli response to targets inside Gaza and potentially elsewhere. How is that calculated? What is the appropriate amount of response?
Yeah, well, till now, since the Hamas in Gaza start shelling Israeli settlements and communities, only in the last 48 hours, Israel suffered more than 200 rockets that were launched and were shot towards Israeli communities and settlements inside the state of Israel. So the cabinet, the government decided today to ask more than 1,000 Israeli soldiers to go now to reserve. And we are talking now about ground forces that might go again inside Gaza, as it used to be 2 and 3 years ago, in order to stop those rockets falling on Israeli cities and communities and villages. Thank goodness we have the Iron Dome. This is a wonderful system that can stop the rockets on the way. Only in the last 48 hours, they intercepted more than 21. And thank goodness they didn't reach the target civilians in Israel. So the situation is very tense now, because if the Hamas will not stop shelling Israeli villages and cities, I believe ground forces will have to go inside to stop them. We still hope that Egypt, which used to be a key player in the area, now they have a new president, former general and former minister of defense, General Sisi, maybe he again will jump in and try to put all his influence on the Hamas regime to stop these attacks against Israel.
We're talking with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. Sir, earlier this year, there was another attempt led by the United States to bring the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority, at that time represented simply by Fatah, to the negotiating table. Nothing really came out of that. And in the meantime, Hamas and Fatah have essentially reconciled. What does that tell you about the future posture of the Palestinians, that those two factions are together again?
This is very bad news to all the free and entire world. What does it mean? Hamas says loudly and clearly, we do not recognize the right of Israel to exist in this area. Israel has no right to exist. Palestine should be from the Mediterranean to the Jordan River. So if the Hamas is a partner of the Fatah, what kind of future we are looking with the Palestinians, if they adopted, not officially, the policy of the Hamas, but the fact they having a joint government together, this is a bad sign for the peace agreement. And that's the reason why we, most of the Israelis, got the feeling that the leader of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, is too weak and he cannot deliver the goods. And in the other end, behind our back, he's signing an agreement with the Hamas. So what kind of Palestinians we have in this area? Do the Palestinians who speak with us, the Fatah, or do the Palestinians who keep attacking Israeli villages and cities? Only last night, another tunnel that was digged from the Gaza Strip to Israel was found, and seven Hamas terrorists were killed inside while they tried to continue digging towards Israel, again tried to kidnap Israelis on the border. I must tell you, the entire world is now busy with the Mondial, with the World Cup. 20 years ago, United States of America was a guest, was the host of the World Cup. I was there in 1994. And now we are so happy to see the soccer, the football again on the television. But on the other end, I don't understand the Palestinians who always, especially the Palestinians in Gaza, try to attack Israel. And we, of course, all of us are united with the government to stop those terrorists.
General, one of the things I've read in recent reports is that there's some conflict within the coalition government right now, and essentially it's that the foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, believes that Prime Minister Netanyahu has not been aggressive enough in this response, and some fear that this could lead to a fracturing and an end to the current coalition government at a time of great stress. Do you fear that that could be the case?
Well, Mr. Lieberman always sees a very interesting a political figure in the Israeli political arena. Always he's surprising us with declarations and steps and press conferences. But there are, I believe the outcome of all these political maneuvers will not change the situation. The coalition, Mr. Lieberman is still in the coalition. And I believe he is telling Mr. Netanyahu that maybe in the future, when he will decide to leave office, Mr. Lieberman believes he might be the future candidate to be prime minister. So meanwhile, I look at that as an internal politic games of the politicians, not necessarily reflects about the stability of the coalition of the government.
Sir, one of the things we've heard a lot of, especially from political figures in the United States, as well as even some in Israel, is that it's now time, especially with Hamas joining forces with Fatah, that it's time for the United States to end foreign aid to the Palestinian Authority because of the terrorist organization that's now a recognized part of the government there. How big of an issue is that among the Israeli people, and what's your position on that?
Well, I think the United States should understand how important it's a role of the United States in this area. Maybe they should give a clear threat that if the Hamas will not change the policy, and if the Fatah will still keep them in coalition, the United States should really consider the possibility to downsize, to cut part of the financial aid, in order to tell them that that's not the direction towards peace. The direction is to come to the negotiation table, speak face-to-face to each other, and find the solution on the negotiation table, not on the battlefield, not relying on those bloody terrorists from the Hamas. So basically, my position is that the United States should make it very clear that if they don't play the good game, which means talking and find solution, they should suffer.
General Benon, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
My My pleasure. Thank you for calling me.
You bet. Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oni. He's now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.